a knife deeper when I saw you with her. My mind's out of space as you lie to my face. This home's gone cold, yes, you ruined this home. Our love is dead and gone, and you did it on your own. After all the things that we did, I thought you'd always be mine. Little did I really know that we'd run out of time before you change your mind. Oh, our love is blind. I should've known better than to want you, than to trust you, than to love you.
Hanging out, part two, Davin's Den, Joe and Pip, doing a nice thing in social distancing. Even if they had a mask, I wouldn't want them here, so it's good. They're far. Everybody's happy. All right, let's do some School of the Fools. School season's winding down. I don't know how many more we'll have of these, but, you know, and we don't get as many of them now that the teachers are far away from the kids. It's hard to do stupid shit, but it's not impossible.
School is the front porch.
School is the front porch? I don't know what that means.
Or school is your sofa. Wherever you are, that's
yes.
Where your school is right now.
Certainly is. All right, here's some School of Fools.
Ring around the rosy, bucket full of posies. Ashes, ashes, we all fall down.
Shame, shame, shame.
School of Fools.
All right, here we go. So, this comes from New York City. Police say they discovered another Brooklyn yeshiva are operating illegally amid the coronavirus shutdown. Officers responded to a 311, which I believe was a 90s band, call shortly before 8 a.m. True.
The band had a couple hits.
Yeah, sure. Wednesday and found a large crowd gathered at 113 South 8th Street in Williamsburg. Police ordered the group to disperse and said they complied without further incident. No arrests or summonses were issued. On Monday, police busted a yeshiva on Madison Street in Bedford-Stuyvesant. Officers found approximately 60 students inside and ordered the school to close. Mayor Bill de Blasio was asked to address the situation during his daily COVID-19 briefing, which does not get the ratings that Cuomo's does. He said the majority of religious schools have complied with the shutdown. From what I'm seeing, this is a rarity, but the best way for the very few who are not getting the message, despite the fact that all the community leaders have said it time and again, the best way to solve the program is to shut them down. If we need to use summonses, we'll use summonses. If we need to do a cease and desist order from the Department of Health, we'll do that. If we need to close the building, we'll do that. Whatever the heck it takes, we will do it. Schools have been closed statewide for 2 months and remain that way for the rest of the academic school year. You know, maybe summonses aren't enough. Maybe they got to escalate it. I don't know.
You know what, though? It's such a weird line. If they escalate it, then you might say, you're bringing back the days of the Nazis and the SS.
The days of the Nazis? They're not loading us off to death camps. They're just not letting us go to school so we don't get each other sick.
I'm not saying you can't do it because of that. Maybe they should, think. But if you're sitting there and have to decide how to handle it, you're looking at variables. And what I'm saying is a variable. If you're looking at it that you really do want to enforce this, and you think you might want to go that way. If you're concerned about optics and what people might say, you might go, well, if we go there, this could possibly happen. I'm not, I'm just discussing it from a variable and an optics sense.
I'll tell you what. I do not feel it shines a good light on the Jewish community. I don't like this at all.
No, it doesn't. Because you're trying to say we are different from everybody else. We don't have to follow the rules, and that's not fair to everybody else who is following the rules. And it's really not fair to the students because you're not social distancing.
Well, I mean, you could go right to Joe's earlier argument from segment one and say it's a matter of freedom. I mean, I don't believe that, but you could do that.
Well, this isn't a matter of religious freedom.
It depends in the area, and I also said during that segment that New York is kind of different than the rest.
I don't know. It's really freaking easy. I'll tell you nothing. I would not send my kid. What are you going to do, fail my kid for violating a city order? You're going to fail my kid? It'll be all right, Rabbi.
Right. Yeah, it's like, no, I don't think so. I think it's really just like we have to take the religious element out of it in this case. It happens to be a religious school, but that has nothing to do with it. It's a school, and they are violating the rules.
All right. A Christian high school in Oklahoma hosted a jam-packed graduation ceremony with hundreds in attendance despite the concerns about spreading the coronavirus. Guests were seen on a live stream broadcast Saturday, seated shoulder to shoulder, watched graduates walk across the stage at Community Christian School in Norman. News KRR report. KROAR reported. Roar. People wore masks, but not everybody was required to wear masks, obviously. But people did wear masks. Matt Cox, the school's assistant principal, told the outlet. The school handed out 12 tickets to each of the 60 seniors, which ended up drawing 600 people to the 2,500-person auditorium, the outlet reported. But the event didn't have any rules about spacing out seats, resulting in many guests clamoring for one of the 300 chairs on the floor, according to the report. What is that, the mosh pit? We told them.
I know.
We told them that we had available seating there. We pointed to other directions. Did not force anybody to sit anywhere that they didn't want to sit, Cox told KFOR. We told anybody that was fearful or felt that they needed to take extra precautions to obviously do what they needed to do. Cox also claimed that the school had received the green light from the Norman city manager to hold the commencement, which he said fell under the same regulations as churches. Churches are allowed to be open, and we definitely shared the gospel, he said. It was a church service type event as well, too. Another reason why we were definitely within the guidelines. But city spokeswoman Anna Lisa Meyer said the school wasn't given permission as much as acknowledgement that the town did not have any power to regulate the graduation. City manager Daryl Pyle said he was disappointed to learn through social media that the event didn't abide by the town's social distancing guidelines, which urged people to stay in groups of less than 10, wear face coverings in public. The state's stay-at-home order expired earlier this month, allowing people to return to restaurants, malls, other stores, and churches. Oklahoma has 5,489 confirmed COVID-19 cases as of Wednesday morning, including 293 deaths, according to the latest data from Johns Hopkins University. You know, again, you don't have – there's other ways. You can have a graduation outside. I mean, nobody's saying don't have the graduation, but – you know, just use common sense. And this is where I go back to people being stupid. Joe talks about freedom. I talk about stupidity. You know, I understand you want to have a graduation, but why can't we do this sensibly?
Right. Right. Oh, and safely.
Yeah, like we're like right. Like the graduations might be happening up here. It's going to be outside on the football field. And you know what? We'll be spaced out, and that it is what it is. But, you know,
yeah.
And you know, I guess the towns are powerless to do something, which is kind of crazy, too. But that goes to why you really need these governors doing more. You need an example from the federal government. It's just, you know, and it's not like every time we see this, people get sick from it. Without fail, every time people gather. I'll tell you one thing. Two seniors did not attend it. I would not have my kid attend it. I know my kid would be devastated. But I'm like, no, these people are idiots.
Yeah, right. It's
basically,
like, you know,
go ahead, Pip.
No,
you go ahead, Pip.
Yeah, I mean, it sounds like the ridiculous, you know, well, if all your friends jumped off of the George Washington Bridge, would you do it too? Like, just because people are being stupid does not mean you have to follow suit.
Well, I feel like the school... go on, Joe.
Well, basically it was that stay-at-home orders expired earlier in the month. Allowing the people to return to restaurants, malls, other church, stores, and churches. He also said that the school event did not abide by the town's social distancing guidelines. It wasn't laws, but it was guidelines.
Right.
Which urged people to stay in groups of 10, you know, 10 and wear face coverings. And then they mentioned that the spokesperson, Annalise Mayer, said the school wasn't given permission as much as acknowledgement. So if there wasn't, if it's weird, because why would they need, and I'm just, you know, looking at the nuts and bolts of this, why would they need permission if the stay-at-home expired and the social distancing guidelines were just guidelines?
Well, that's what it is. That's what she's saying. She's saying, I don't have the authority to refuse them. She's just going, yeah, I know you're doing it. She wasn't saying, I want you to do it. I'm allowing you to do it. She's like, yeah, we know you're doing it, because they can't stop it because there's no ordinance.
Right.
It just doesn't seem smart.
No, it sends a bad message, too, because, again, we've talked about this. This is to prevent from other people getting sick, not only yourself. This is a high school graduation. We should be teaching these people something, these students something, you know, about community. And it goes back to civics, which, you know, we don't teach anymore. I don't think I was even taught civics, to be honest with you.
No.
But I mean, it's just a bad message. I'll tell you another thing. When it comes to these churches and these religious schools, I really feel like these people feel that God is going to protect them, and that their right to believe and whoever and pray to whoever they want to pray supersedes anything and everybody else. I just read it as selfish.
Well, maybe they felt that out of the cases, the 5,400 cases and the 290 and the 293 deaths, maybe they figured the percentage was low enough where they could do this. Whether it's the greatest idea or not, but maybe that was.
Why risk it? That's the point. You know what? Maybe they won't get anything, but there's a good chance somebody will, because as we know, this spreads when people are asymptomatic. Why take the chance? You could do a graduation outside.
Yeah, it made more sense to do it that way, just to be on the safe side. It's, you know what? They're having their graduation. It doesn't have to be indoors, and it's like, yeah, we're under exceptional circumstances right now. Gotta like, you know, bend the normal tradition a little to fit that.
See, and it goes back to everybody thinking God's going to protect him. And I talked about this on the show before. They're like, oh, and it's actually now part of the act. Joe recommended I put it in the act, and it is. You know, the Christian's like, oh, Jesus will protect me. He left his own fucking son hanging. He ain't going to protect you.
Yeah.
Jesus died for your sins, not your stupidity. Get it straight, people. Yeah, you know.
Now, I wonder what Christian high school, what denomination it was.
Jewish.
You workshop that. But, huh?
I don't know. And
what's that?
I don't know what denomination. It wasn't one they were proud of. I'll tell you that much. They weren't chanting.
But, it's weird because you wonder, you know, because some are, have more radical beliefs than others. You know, I mean.
Exactly. Like, yeah. Are they fundamentalists or what's going on?
I'm going to go out on a limb.
Right. Like,
what's preceding this?
I'm going to go out on a limb and say Jesus is a pretty big deal.
Everybody all in. Jesus will figure it out.
Yeah, Jesus is. And the Jews, too. I guess when they have these yeshivas, they think God will protect them. Motherfuckers, how many times does bad shit have to happen to you? God might protect you eventually, but a lot of you are going to fucking die first. I mean, look at our history. Our whole history is about people kicking the shit out of us. That's all Jews got. We persevered. Yeah, after a bunch of motherfuckers died first. Why do you have to be those people that die?
Come on, Jews, get with the program.
And seriously, you wandered the desert for 40 years. Why? Because you were fucking slaves for 5,000.
Yeah. And, you know, and they'll always say that, and they'll turn around. The Orthodox will go, well, we've always been persecuted. We're used to being persecuted. We're used to, you know, moving on with our religion. And, you know, nothing has stopped us. Nothing will stop us now. And this is why we'll do this.
No. Plenty of Jews have been stopped. Plenty of Jews. Auschwitz is full of stopped Jews. I assure you, plenty of Jews have been stopped throughout history. And Pittsburgh a year or two ago, a madman walked in and stopped plenty of fucking Jews. Jews get stopped. We're not Iron Man people.
But as we discussed, when I mentioned that, you know, what denomination of Christians were these, it's almost the same thing. Like, I mean, obviously what's going on in the city is the Orthodox or the ultra-Orthodox Jews that do not care what the law says. They just want to go with tradition and Jewish law, you know, and they feel that, you know, in that denomination of Judaism, they probably feel, well, we've been persecuted and we've always overcome it, and we feel the same
no,
way here.
No, it's not Jewish law.
And I'm being the devil's advocate.
Of course you are. It's not Jewish law, though, because you know what happened? We've seen fucking plagues. We've seen locusts. We've seen frogs. We've seen death of firstborn. You know what the Jews did? Fucking hightailed it out of town. That's what they did. They didn't stay in there and try to get it. It's in our fucking history.
Well, you know what I would do? I would grab your yarmulke and an easy pass and head down to Park Slope and straighten shit out. What can I tell you?
No, they're all infected. I don't want to catch anything. I mean, maybe if I could social distance. But again, it's like did the yeshiva have lamb's blood on the front door? That's how you keep the angel of death out. It didn't keep the cops out. What are you fucking doing?
You know, it's silly to do.
You're gonna die. That's what you're gonna do. And before you do, you're gonna take Bubby and Zadie with you. You dumb motherfuckers, you.
Yeah. That's true. I mean, really, that's true.
I can't with these religious zealots. Give me the priest who does communion with the squirt gun every fucking day of the week. Give me the preacher that's holding services outside. Because you know what? You're tending to your flock, your congregation. You're just being safe and trying not to get everybody killed in the process. Because if we're going to die, let's do it in more fun ways. Let's not strap in when we ride a roller coaster. Let's just see Christians and Jews flying over the fucking world. You know, the big wheel over and over again. That'd be fun. Let's open up the theme parks and just have religious people careening off the roller coaster. I will buy a ticket for that.
I would love to see this. Are those UFOs? No, I think they're yarmulkes. What the fuck is that?
Yes! Yarmulkes and crosses.
That's the kosher coaster.
Yeah. Yarmulkes and crosses. I just want to see religious people careening on that. And the last thing I want to hear them say is, God will protect me, Willie. Thud. That's gravity, motherfucker.
See the kosher coaster, the Jewish stars. Like, you ever notice there's like an emblem on the front car of the coaster? Is a Jewish star. Yeah.
Here's what people don't understand about the gospel. whatever. God protects the what he tries. God tries to tend to the weak. Those are the blessed, not the stupid. The stupid never fucking win, except in politics. But as far as God's concerned, he's like, listen, I'm aging my image, but it was a really shitty picture that day. What are you gonna do?
You know, there's a lot of you. I try to be everywhere. I said I'm everywhere. I can't say I can do everything, okay? Yeah. Everywhere, not everything, all right? They missed that in the Bible. Why? Because they were in a rush, okay? That's why they didn't write that.
I had 8 days, and then the shit was done. We closed.
Yeah. Yeah, you know.
I mean, we had a sequel. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah. It's like one of those building shows. And everybody's like, well, why did you push yourself to do it in 7 days? Well, it's like those building shows when they're up to their ass and they got to get everything done. I know I'm God, but hey, you know, a deadline's a deadline.
What did I say, 8 days? What did I give God an extra day?
Yeah. And do you know what it's like trying to get a CO on a whole world? Not easy.
No. Plus, it's probably a union gig. So, you know, they're only working a certain amount of hours.
Yeah.
That's why they had a rest.
Oh, yeah, it's in a contract. Well, this is in the Bible. Yeah, well, it's in a contract.
Listen, I, you know why God gave people free will? Because he likes to watch the stupid. He finds them amusing. As do I.
Yes.
As do I. It's just so funny.
Well, sure.
And it's just so, and there's so, how many stories do we have to hear? And they gather in church, and now 30 of them, including the pastor, are dead. How many times do we have to hear this?
How about the ones where they gather in church and drink a whole bunch of Kool-Aid, and then all
gone? Hey, listen, man, at least we're at least you're not infecting anybody else. You drink your Kool-Aid, you die, you wait for a spaceship. You're going out on your own terms. You're not killing other people.
Yeah.
Knock yourself out. You put on your goofy sneakers, drink your Kool-Aid, and go. Whatever. But don't bother and infect me and Grandpa.
Listen, it's your right as a dopey American to drink the Kool-Aid and put on the sneakers and wait for the spaceship. That's your right. That's your freedom. Just don't fucking give me the Kool-Aid.
Right. I'm not interested.
Yeah. Don't open up a Kool-Aid stand and try to get me to drink some of that poisonous Kool-Aid. Nay, nay, I don't want it, even if it is red. I don't want it.
Because that's the best flavor.
Yeah, it is. Red's always the best flavor. It's just
usually. Yeah.
It's just they've got to stop using God as a fucking shield. Because I'm going to tell you what's going to happen. You're going to get up to heaven, and God's going to go, let me think about it. You're going to have to fucking wait in eternity for a while. Go haunt something. I got smart people I got to deal with.
People who made sane choices.
Yes,
That they get to board first.
Yeah, this young lady and this small child who were killed by a drunk driver, they go to the front of the line. You motherfucker who had to lick the toilet at church, I'll get back to you.
Yeah. Why do they get to the front of the line? Because you were unlucky, not stupid.
Yes! Yes!
Right. I don't understand why, like you said, like why everybody thinks that they're invincible because they have, you know, the book of their choice on their hand. It's no. I am also with the guy who did the drive-by confessionals.
Yeah.
You know, that guy's probably still fine. But how many of these preachers who said, you know, oh, it's not going to happen to me or my flock, and they died?
Oh, and yeah, I got to tell you, those are my favorite stories.
I do take a little bit of, I'm not pro-death, but if you brought it on yourself and were warned many, many, many times, you kind of become a Darwin Award.
Well, yeah. Well, you know what happens? You know, they think they talk to God. Well, you got his attention, and he's giving you a message. It's your time to die, stupid.
Well, what happens with God is like his son comes up to me. Why do you keep on calling me every 5 minutes? I go, I'm not calling you. I have to. All these people are coming in, and I have to sit with them. And the first thing I'm going is, Jesus Christ. All right. So just ignore you. For today, you're Sam. Okay. If you hear Sam, come on up to my cloud. If not, and I, you know.
You're just gonna have to ignore me because I just can't believe these people.
Yeah, and then Jesus is like, well, they're taking my name in vain. Look, do you know how bad I want to throw a herd of locusts at everybody? I mean, I threw the corona. We're figuring that out. But just, look, just do what I say, please. I'm not in a good mood today.
Oh, yeah. God is just taking names and sorting them out, man. God's letting the bodies hit the floor. If you believe in God, then this is his will, and your time might be up, motherfucker.
To tell you the truth, I think being judged listening to a drowning pool tune may not be too bad.
No, it's a good way to go. Let the bodies hit the floor. And you hear God go, you know, they wrote that for me.
You know, I'm going to be sent to hell, but I'll be stoked on the way down. It's like listening to Sammy Hagar on the way to band practice.
Sure. You know? Heaven rocks.
Yeah.
A little mosh pit right at right at the pearly gates. That'd be nice.
Yeah.
That would be all right. I miss concerts and stuff, so that would be nice.
Oh, yeah, gatherings where they play music, yeah.
I could just see God with, like, a Pauly D hairstyle jamming tunes as you walk through the pearly gates.
Yeah.
Wait a second. Did Joe just say, oh, yeah, gatherings where they play music? Were you trying to, like, search your memory for what concerts were?
Yeah, just like the comedy club where you would go, people gather, you go up, you do some time, you make people laugh, have a drink, cocktail, oh, give you a little money, you go home. Yeah, that place.
I remember those things.
I know what they are. They still text me on holiday weekends to fucking cancel me. I know what they are.
Yeah, believe me. Also, you know what? And also, they're still waiting on the Motley Crue concert. They haven't made a decision yet on the Motley Crue concert.
Yeah, they've made a decision. They're just dicking us around. But we'll deal with that when it comes to it. All right, let's move on. Let's to some more stupidity in school. A private school in England has apologized for a bizarre homework assignment in which students were asked to define types of pornography after critics became hot and bothered. Oh, New York Post, according to a report on Thursday. The health class homework tasked students ages 11 to 14 at Archbishop Santamu Academy in Hull with defining soft porn, hardcore porn, revenge porn, prompting the kids to do internet searches on the steamy subjects, according to BBC News. They were also asked to define transgender pornography and transvestite. The majority of children nowadays will now go on the internet to help them with their homework, and if you type that kind of thing on the internet, God knows what's going to pop up. I know, too, fumed Leon Dagen, an older brother of one of the students. My little sister knows makeup and TikTok at the age of 13. She doesn't know about hardcore porn. Well, she's a little behind. And she has a little behind. Huddle a huddle. Anyway, the homework assigned during a health and social education class left him flabbergasted. So he posted an image of it on Facebook, outing the school, according to the outlet. Principal Shay Bell later apologized, but said students were not instructed to search for porn online. No,
they weren't instructed. But where were they supposed to go to it?
I'm getting there. Relax. I'm genuinely
I do know,
as luck would have it. I'm genuinely sorry if parents or students have unnecessarily researched any of these phrases and for any offense caused by this mistake, Bell said. Students were not directed.
Look up Washington.
Students
were porn? You know, no, well, why?
Students were not directed to research these topics themselves on the internet because all the answers to the questions posed are contained in the teacher-produced materials we shared. The report didn't know the name of the teacher who assigned the homework. The area's Department of Education declined to comment, according to the BBC. I got to tell you, 11 to 14, I think that's a little young for the kids to learn about revenge porn.
It's a lot to learn about any of that. I mean, 11, 14, you want to learn about that. I mean, back in the day, Coach, you know, we got in a large group room. He separated the boys and the girls, you know, and then Coach came in and gave us the lowdown, you know?
Yeah, well, yeah. I mean, we got hitched off to our own rooms to learn because, you know, we had periods coming and they wanted us to give us the heads up before it just happened, like Carrie in the shower.
Right.
But, and you know, it's like, when did it become appropriate to be teaching kids in that age group anything about porn? What
It seems a little
and
much.
And then their argument is like, well, we told them not to go to the internet. Where the hell are they supposed to go for that?
Well, they had...
Well, they said that it was in the teaching materials.
The teaching materials. But that just piques the curiosity.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, of course.
Let me think of, well, we're just going to stick with the teaching material. We're not going to go on the internet. And it shouldn't be the teaching material anyway. I mean, it's ridiculous what some of these people think. They're stupid.
See? It goes back to the point I made in the first part of the show. We're full of stupid people.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. The stupid is strong with this one.
Oh, my. Yeah.
You know, Anthony Cumia made an assessment on his show, and I always thought it as well, is that basically you look at people, and you were like, oh, God almighty, like 16, 17, you always started to, you know, always had adults that, you know, well, we know more. And I'll never forget when I started to work at a defense company when I was 16 years old and watched adults, and I'm like, these people are fucking stupid. I was supposed to have a lot more smart. But I go, wow, adults are stupid. I didn't know that.
Now you do.
There you go.
That was one of the scary things about growing up, is realizing that people don't necessarily get any smarter just because they're aging.
Listen, at that age, like you know what? If this was a college-level class, okay.
Yeah.
Okay, I get it. You know, I could see some fakakta class, probably a class I would try to take, probably a very popular class. I mean, I took psychological aspects of sexuality and, you know, we did a bestiality video. No animals were hurt, but we mocked our professor and shit. You know, we had artistic license and everything.
Professor is the operative word. That's a class that's an elective in college. You know, and it still could come. It's still, if you wanted to go, well, in college, yeah, well, you want to know something. They're 18, they're 19 years old, and they're not stupid. They know what's going on. So why not understand that as they progress? You know, and it would be an elective, and, you know, maybe they'd be covered, but they're 18, 19 years old. These kids, are, for Christ's sakes, they're 11 to 14 years old. It's ridiculous. They shouldn't be exposed to that. It's bad enough now that kids are exposed to stuff that they are just by reading the newspaper. When I was a kid, I used to read my mom used to bring home the Post, and I'm talking about 1977, 1978. My mom would bring the Post home. I, you know, would read the paper every night after she got done with it. I never read about stuff that you read about now. I know it's a different world, but still, you know, I never knew about half the things that they post in the paper now.
Well, Joe.
There's some lurid stuff in the newspaper.
Joe, I have good news for you. Today's kids aren't reading the newspaper, so they can put whatever they want in there.
Well, then we get off online or whatever. You know what I'm saying? It's just that they're exposed to so much more so much soon.
It doesn't seem like this teacher's going to get disciplined either.
That's crazy.
Yeah, it seems like they're kind of like sticking by. It's like, well, we gave it in the provided materials. Again, like as the teacher, I don't know how this comes up as going, you know what, this will be in the lesson plan. Let's put this on the syllabus. I don't understand.
I don't understand that thought process either. I mean, I do think, because of what we've been talking about this evening, if I could digress for just a second, that it would be tremendous help if we brought civics back into classes, if we were allowed to teach human sexuality in school, but at a level that's appropriate for the kids at their age, like we used to have in health class before everybody was allowed to opt out because of whatever their religious fanatic parents said, and just be like basic things, and make up your own mind about it, do what you're going to do about it. But this is life, because basically parents are not teaching their kids this stuff. And if it has to come down to the schools, well, good. But it's like they should know. They should know these are the rules of life. And now that you know, you make the choices.
We've come a long way. We've come a long way from pretending an egg is a baby, and you and a partner of the opposite gender have to make sure that baby doesn't break. We've come a long way from that assignment.
Yeah.
But Pip had a great point, and some of the bullet points from that is age appropriate, which is number one, which is good, and also you know, just learning you know what they need to know at that age, also with what they get exposed to during the age appropriateness, you know, to discuss that, so when they do go online and read something like that, they already understand it, and maybe their curiosity isn't as piqued to explore it more because the questions they might have been answered in class.
All right.
Yeah, or at least somebody's trying to teach them stuff so that they're not learning it like they used to say on the streets.
But now they don't have to learn it on the street.
Teaching. teaching.
Yeah, but now they don't have to learn it on the street. They can learn all the bad shit in school where it belongs.
I mean, believe me, the stuff I learned, the how I learned about sex and how a girl gets pregnant around the campfire at Boy Scout camp, you know, it's like it was really not based in science.
Okay.
I'm sure it wasn't.
Take your word for that. All right. There's a COVID fee at some restaurants now. Owners of a Missouri restaurant are pleading with people online to stop harassing their employees after a customer posted a photo of the receipt that showed she was charged a COVID-19 surcharge for a meal. The customer posted the photo of the receipt from Kiko Japanese Steakhouse and Sushi Lounge in West Plains on May 11th, writing, "Excuse me? What? A COVID surcharge? You can read, stupid." The tweet went viral, and Twitter users began hurling insults at the staff of the restaurant because it's Twitter for the surcharge, the steakhouse wrote on a Facebook post. They wrote, Twitter, one holy step away from Reddit. They wrote, the surcharge was applied because of an increase in the price of meat and poultry because of the coronavirus outbreak. "Please understand we are not doing this to take advantage of you guys," the restaurant wrote on Facebook. "We are doing this hoping we can adjust the surcharge weekly rather than just raise all of our prices on our menu due to increased prices from our supplier on meat, poultry, seafood, and produce." They added, "Meat prices in the U.S. have shot up in recent weeks, increasing more than 8% in April. In response to the backlash, the restaurant said it would take the surcharge off instead and raise their prices across the board. However, it added that it would be offering a good promo deal so customers can enjoy our meal with a low cost." All right, this was my topic for the blog this week. Here's the deal. First of all, the prices of meat have gone up. We're having problems with our distribution chains. People are getting infected at the plant, so they don't have the staff, and the president won't let them shut down. So it's harder, and people are hoarding shit. So the price is going up. Plus, if these restaurants are open, they don't have the amount of people in the restaurants that they had. If they are open for business, it's at a fraction of the percentage. Most of them are just open for delivery and pickup. They have to put all these precautions in, whether it's protection for like plexiglass or shower curtains. They got to buy PPE. They got to buy sanitizer, gloves, and everything. They're trying to keep everybody safe. They have all these expenses. So shit is going to be more expensive, and you shouldn't be upset. You're happy that you can get food from them. You shouldn't be upset that you have to pay more for it. That being said, nobody likes to get bad news at the end of the fucking evening with the little fee at the end. Speaking from personal experience, we've been burned before by the airlines, who are still charging us a 9/11 fee, by the way, who added a fuel surcharge for jet fuel when it was really expensive and never took it off when it got there cheap. Whenever we order tickets online for a concert or a sporting event, there's always handling fees that seem like I should get handled personally, but I'm not. I don't get a handy. There's no happy ending. I'm just getting fucked. They don't call it a fucking fee. They call it a handling fee. It's a misnomer. So we don't like fees. We don't like fees. Just raise the fucking price. Just raise the price of shit. And then if I ask why, just explain it to me. And I'll go, okay. And at least that way I know ahead of time, you know?
Well, yeah, here's the deal. They're right in every aspect of what they're doing. The only thing is the got to try to find another word. I mean, I agree with the surcharge. If they could just word another fee. Now, you did mention the menus, but the thing about it is you can change an online menu. But their argument is, but with everything going up, it's like we have to change the menu every week on that, you know? So I could kind of see their point where they have to make the adjustment on the menu. If they could just find another word instead of a code.
You know how places do it? You know, if you go to – and this is a sushi place. So a lot of times with the fresh stuff, they go market price. Just go market price. And then you can ask.
And that's fine. That's right. Market price surcharge. That's all they have to write. You know, it's a surcharge. You know, and you know, if anybody says anything, well, because basically, you know, the food has been scarce. It's been hard to come by. So basically, we have to pay a little extra. We have to do this. So we're having a market price surcharge. And then, you know, and if people complain, you know, it's because people would understand that they're having a problem getting the food, and you know, this, that, and the other thing. So it's a marketplace surcharge, you know.
If you put it on at the end, you just feel like you're being duped. That's the problem. It's the presentation. If they would just tell you ahead of time, or didn't call it a surcharge and just raised the price of chicken a buck for every chicken. And restaurants raise the prices, and you know what? They never come down. But I'm happy to pay a higher price as long as I don't feel like I'm being taken advantage of. That being said,
it was a bad optic. They should have named the surcharge different. I understand what they did. I understand why they would rather go with the surcharge than just raising the price, because that's an absolute federal case doing it every week, you know. And the surcharge, it's like sometimes I deal with companies that they have not changed their list price on their product for years. They have changed the multipliers that item gets, you know. So if you get like you buy something for $20, you get a 0.45. Now they changed it to a 0.65, and that list price has never changed. They do that to save printing, and it's just easy to do the multiplier because it is a federal case. So, you know, I get it. They just should have said market surcharge, and at $2.19 and you're getting food out, you know, you don't have a problem with that. Another $2, that's fine. Market surcharge, I understand that, it's been tough to get food. So, yeah, I get it. You know, that's all they had to do.
Yeah, it's just a presentation. And again, people are assholes. Really, you got to go threatening the staff over it's $2.19. If you're eating at a steakhouse and sushi, you got the fucking money. This isn't McDonald's where they charge you $2.19 and that's the price of two burgers. You're eating at a goddamn steakhouse.
It goes back to your argument on that. Some people don't like surprises.
I understand.
On the menu, maybe when you order or something like that, please note that even better. Please note that due to availability of food sources and stuff like that, there will be a what was the term that you had?
Market price.
The COVID-19 fee.
A market pricing surcharge. But my point. As you order, or you know, you're up front with it. I mean, look, when I get a price, you know, a lot of times during a business day, I get bad news almost every third phone call, okay? And business is business, and sometimes that's the way business is done. That being said, I don't like surprises. I don't want to know that I was charged freight on something when they could have called me and said you're $50 away from free freight allowed. Business is business, but you don't like surprises. So put that when you call, or put that if you're ordering online, put that right at the banner as you order it online. This way you understand. And then you go, all right, it's $2. I'm getting sick and tired of making my own food here. Well, yeah, it's $2. Who gives a shit?
All right. let's move on to fart stories.
Yay!
Yeah.
Welcome to Fart Stories.
Freshly squeezed. Okay. Health officials.
You think it was love story the way we both got excited about it?
Well, I understand. Farts are very exciting.
Farts are funny. We like farts.
Health officials warned of the coronavirus spreading through droplets generated by sneezes and coughs. Some people have wondered whether past gas could be a culprit of transmission. Recent articles, some shared widely on social media, have explored the possibility. The virus was detected in the fecal matter of an asymptomatic child up to 17 days after exposure. Who the hell is testing shit? What an awful job.
17 days? What has happened, Lindsay? Hanging around the lab for 17? Okay, now it's time.
Sure. You want to make sure that you want to make sure it's like the old dog poop. It turns white.
Yeah.
It's like, what are you doing? You're harvesting samples every day from this poor child?
They tested the fecal matter 17 days later. All right.
It ages well. It's like a fine wine.
What kind of creep are you?
Is that abuse?
I'm the type of creep that likes kid shit. What about it? Anyway. Pip enjoyed that. Another story published in the Lancet examined 98 COVID-19 patients and found 55% of the patients had fecal samples and tested positive for the virus, some of them for weeks. As to whether there's potential that particles could be spread through passing gas, Tag said there's not much science on the topic because they have other stuff to worry about. He cited a medical experiment in which people pass gas into a Petri dish, once with pants on and once without. Wow. What does that look like on Craigslist? Do you like to fart?
I'd love to see it. I would love to see the test labs where they are, you know?
Do you enjoy farting?
Hopefully the Petri dish doesn't get stuck up there if somebody falls back, you know? But
Do you enjoy farting? Do you want to make a little extra money? Do you like science? Have we got the job for you? For just we'll pay you $50.
I got to do what?
You just got to fart. All you got to do is fart into this Petri dish, and we'll collect what comes next.
I think that you just have to get the last hired lab assistant and, you know, give him a burger and go at it.
The Petri dish from the latter included gut flora, while the former did not. So if you're not wearing pants, it has gut flora.
That must have been your first name. I got to remember that.
Gut flora.
Perhaps SARS-CoV-2 can be spread throughout, can spread thought the power of parping? I don't even know what that is. We need more evidence.
Really?
Remember to wear appropriate PPE at all times and stay safe. He tweeted alongside a photo of someone wearing large pants. The Daily Star article goes on to say that the China Center of Disease Control and Prevention announced earlier this year that pants are an effective barrier against spreading the novel coronavirus through past gas. While scientists are still researching the spread of COVID-19, health experts believe the novel coronavirus mainly spreads when an infected person coughs or sneezes, releasing respiratory droplets into the air, according to the CDC. Can you imagine if Fauci comes on and says everybody has to wear a diaper? Can you imagine what's going to happen?
Pants, no service.
I'm not wearing pants. You can't take away my freedom.
I woke up in a free country. I don't have to wear pants in the Target.
I'm going to walk around bare ass. I'm going to fart where I want to. I ain't going to wear no mask either.
If I want to crop dust some liberals, I'm going to do it. I'm going to crop dust away. I'm an American. I can fart. My ancestors fought for farting in this country, boy.
But that's what I love when they say that pants are an effective barrier. Really, so being properly dressed in a public situation, that's a good thing. Okay.
Yeah.
Do you remember seeing those, they're still advertised someplace, but I can't remember where I saw them, but they're like these little carbon patches that you put in your pants, and they're supposed to right?
Yeah,
and they're supposed to take
the
stink out of fart.
Yeah.
So now you have to wear a mask in your pants.
What's
a carbon mask.
What's the point of farting if it doesn't have a stink? It defeats the purpose.
Well, I guess so. What happens is that you have shit in your intestine, and then the air goes over it, and then the air passes over the turd, and it brings the stink out from the turd. It hitches a ride.
Thank you, Joe. Thank you.
Thanks.
That
was Joe Curry from the science desk.
Yeah, seriously.
Thanks for your riveting report.
Thank you. From the Devon's Den science desk, Joe Curry.
It's not your report from the front. It's your report from the back.
That's right, from the rear, yeah.
Yes, yes. I take it that's the end. Anyway, the Daily Star article goes on to say that China's Center for Disease Control and Prevention... Oh, yeah, sorry, I read that. While scientists are still researching the spread of COVID-19, health experts believe the novel coronavirus mainly spreads with an infected person, causing sneeze, releasing the droplets. Anyway, the droplets can then end up in mouths or noses of nearby people and spread is most likely within a 6-foot radius. It's also possible that people can catch the virus by touching a surface with the virus on it, then touching their faces. For those reasons, medical professionals... Yeah, we know all about that. Dr. William Schaffer...
Well, from fecal matter, it's called the Wuhan poo.
It's called a poo-poo platter.
Gross.
Oh, no, I'm not going to do a Chinese accent. I'm not going to do it. Dr. William Schaffner, medical director of the National Foundation for Infectious Diseases and infectious diseases professor at Vanderbilt University, said at this point, transmission of coronavirus through past gas has never been demonstrated. Come on over. I'll show you.
Lisa says, so your mom was right. Always wear clean undies.
Yes.
I always wondered about that. It's like, well, you always want to wear clean undies in case you get in an accident. So let me get this straight. You get hauled into the hospital, your neck's twisted backwards, your broken leg is bending the other way, your guts are sprawled up, and they go, oh, my God, there's a shit stain here. That's the deal breaker?
Could be.
I think what they're afraid of is they're thinking that the shame of people seeing that you're not wearing clean underwear is something that's going to propel you towards doing it. Not your own cleanliness.
Maybe because
hit by a bus
and I shit myself. You know? That could have happened too,
So it doesn't matter what you started with.
I see a subway train barreling down on me. Maybe I shit my pants.
No. He was fine. He was very brave. He started out like that.
Right.
Yeah. So they say it's very theoretical, but it's very unlikely. On a microscopic level, it's true that fecal matter can be found in past gas, he said. As studies like those cited by TAG indicated, scientists have detected viral remnants in feces, although Schaffner said it's still unclear whether the virus can be spread in that way. What an awful gig is the virus. You could just come out as a sneeze. No, I'm going to work out the ass. I'm going to come out through the bat. Yeah. I'm going to get blown out. That's the way I want to spread.
It comes out of the asshole like the Joker. They'll never see this coming. Yeah.
If they ever come up with something like Google Glasses, but they're ones that can like magnify thousands of times, and we can see what's crawling on everything, and there would be like little words that pop up and tell you what kind of bacteria or virus it is that you're seeing. We'd never leave our bubbles.
No, we would be in a bubble because there's plenty of that around the house, and God forbid when you go outside, there's more of that shit waiting.
I know. So all we do is bleaching the whole world.
Yeah. Yep.
The CDC website confirms that while the coronavirus has been found in fecal matter of some of those infected, there's been no confirmed fecal-oral transmission of the disease. It's not known whether that viral matter found in stool is infectious.
Oh, please, Corona, don't go ass to mouth.
Come on, take off the mask. Give me a rim job. Take off the mask. Give me a rim job.
Oh, but this just in from the Davin's Den Science Desk. This is Joe Curry here. If you eat ass, use caution. Repeat, if you eat ass, use caution. Put a glove on your tongue.
You know, the only one who can eat ass from 6 feet away is Gene Simmons.
Yeah. with lick it up playing.
That'd be nice.
That's a nice touch.
Sure. The risk is expected to be minimal. However, based on evidence from related coronavirus outbreaks like severe acute respiratory syndrome, SARS, and Middle East respiratory syndrome, MERS, according to the CDC. Similarly, the World Health Organization classifies the risk of catching COVID-19 from contact with an infected person's feces as low. But because there is risk, the WHO's website advises people to wash their hands regularly after using the bathroom and before eating. Why do we still have to tell you this, you animals?
the signs on the Long Island Expressway said, you ever see the post I put up a couple of weeks ago? It's like, wash your hands. And I'm like, who's running the signs? My mom? What is this shit?
What, is it time for dinner? What's going on?
Yeah, don't wash your hands. Wash your hands completely and don't date that girl. That was the other sign from Nettie.
Schaffner said concerns about past gas spreading the disease likely have roots in the 2003 SARS outbreak, where there was transmission of the virus associated with sewage aerosols at the Amoy Gardens apartment tower in Hong Kong. Hundreds of people were infected with SARS, which medical experts connected in part to airborne sewage droplets that resulted from dried up water traps. Ugh.
Oh, God, that's so disgusting.
It tastes like shit out here.
About a water trap. A little, the thing about a water trap is the water trap has that shape, that U-shape, because what happens is the water comes up and it sits there and the gases can't get through. If that dries up, then the gases get through. That's why a pee trap is a pee, to keep the water from coming up like that, and it keeps the water a level in that like that so gases can't get in. Thank you. That's from the plumbing desk.
Thank you, Joe.
The plumbing desk. Thank you.
You're a jack-off of all trades. Anyway. But Schaffner said
we appreciate your enthusiasm and your expertise in this area.
Yeah,
the plumbing desk sponsored by the Plasky Company. Thank you.
Unless I'm getting a check, unless I'm getting a check from them, they ain't sponsoring shit. Literally, anyway. But Schaffner said that in places with modern plumbing today, that's also an unlikely form of spread since fecal matter is flushed down the toilet and the system keeps the gases from coming back up. The CDC has not reported any evidence that COVID-19 has spread by sewage so far. Dr. Ravina Culler, the infectious disease expert for the Infectious Disease Society of America and an adjunct faculty member at UCLA, said transmission of infections through past gas in general would be abnormal. For example, she said Clostridium difficile, a bacterial infection that is contagious and found in stool, has not been shown to be contagious in that way. Okay.
Once again, another great name for a band.
Actually, that's the, you might not recognize it, but that's the infection called C. diff that people who have had, like stomach issues often get, like it passes in hospitals a lot.
The science desk.
Yes.
No, that was the medical desk. That we got the science desk. We got the medical desk. We got the plumbing desk. We got it all tonight.
Plenty of furniture out there.
It most certainly is. This organization has been around for years, so this is not as new as SARS-CoV-2, she said. And as of now, we've not shown that if someone that's harboring this bacteria that they'll be able to transmit to someone else through passing gas. She said that clothing also serves as a sort of filter, referring to the same study Tag had cited in his Twitter thread. But either way, if a person is properly practicing social distancing and proper hygiene, there shouldn't be an issue with spreading the virus, she said. Social distancing is important, and just honestly, a good rule of etiquette for life in general is not forming around other people. Yeah, well, easier said than done there, sweet tits. Ultimately... Actually, that's one of the joys I get is farting around other people. You can't take away my freedom. Fuck you, egghead.
I woke up this morning in a free country. I will fart at will.
My ass is armed and dangerous. Don't tread on me or I'll fart on you.
Don't tread on this.
Don't tread on these skid marks.
God.
Ultimately, Schaffner said, well, it's theoretically possible. There's no evidence. It doesn't appear to be a reason for people to worry about contracting COVID-19 from passing gas. Well, thank God. There's some good news, kids.
Oh, that's great.
I didn't even know there's one end that is safe. Like, it didn't even occur to me that a fart was any more harmful than the smell and the vomit-inducing that it might have caused. That's the only thing. Like, I never thought, like, I'm going to get a disease from a fart. I felt like, oh, I feel ill, I'm going to hurl, and why is this fart following me around the house? I felt like that, but I never thought I was going to get, like, what?
Yeah, sometimes a fart will puppy dog you,
Puppy dog you? Puppy dog you?
Yeah, if you cut a fart and it's following you around, I call you, the fart's puppy dogging me. Because you know how a puppy follows you around? Yeah, the fart does it. So you cut a fart, oh, yeah, I cut it in the living room, it's puppy dogging me.
Wow,
it's like a bubble. That
you're such a despicable human.
Bubble formed.
You're
in your pants.
You're such a despicable human being. You've ruined puppy dogs. That's how awful you are.
I love puppies.
Now I just think you love farting. That's all I think. I would not be part of the Petri dish farting study. That is not something I would do.
I don't know
how you would do that.
Is there
a special chair? Like, you think there's like a chair. It probably looks like a squatty potty, and then they like shove a slide under you, you know, and they're like, all right, let it rip, Chief. You know?
Let it rip.
All right.
There's got to be some kind of control for how far away it is. But the thing is, I, if they're going to pay me, I'm down to do that through my pants, but I am not going bare-assed into a lab. And
no,
farting at a Petri dish.
Of course you have to go bare ass. How are they going to harvest the proper fart? They probably have
not doing it.
Ask you if you're comfortable because there's a couple of slides they're going to pass through. You know, and let it go when they're ready, Grizzly. You know?
The fart harvester. What do you do for a living? I collect farts.
Pays the mortgage.
Harvesting.
Pays the mortgage. I got the money on the 15th. What do you care?
They got Taco Bell. It's going to be a bumper crop. What do you do with what you collect? I mean, I'm going to stare at these fart particles. They're farticles.
Yeah, particles, right?
Farticles.
When I was a kid, I had a character that would study farts, and I called him a pharologist that would study the sound of farts and stuff like that. And, now, mind you, I was 12 years old. I mean, this isn't something I dreamed up last week. Or it could actually have been. But nonetheless, I was 12.
I'm writing a pilot with you, is what I'm doing. Okay. From that mind. That mind.
Glad to be aboard.
That was your choice.
From the mind that brought you Fartologist. It's Flush.
Yeah, that's right.
All right. Last story till we take our break. A North Carolina nurse said she's treating patients who have attended coronavirus parties in an attempt to catch the deadly bug and hopefully develop immunity, stupids. Over the last few days, we've heard from a lot of patients and the community that they're afraid of getting the virus, they're unafraid of getting the virus. Yolanda Enrich, a nurse practitioner at Novant Health Forsyth Medical Center, told NBC. People are actually out and about trying to get the virus, so attending gatherings, parties, trying to maximize their chance of exposure. I remember when I used to do that with AIDS. Ernest said, younger...
write that down and put that in the act. Write that down. If you don't, I will. All right?
You know what? I feel healthy. Give me the disease, skank. I want to bone this bitch in the ass. I want to take some chances.
Just write it. Listen to the replay if you have to. You have to do it just the way you said it.
Okay.
Put that in the act.
Can you imagine? I feel too healthy. How can we make this worse? You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to blow a hobo. Let's see what happens.
Oh, my God.
What is wrong with people? It goes back to what I said in the beginning. We are stupid. God needs to thin the herd.
Did you say you're going to blow a hobo? HBO?
Yes, he did.
Yeah, not HBO.
I could just see you. You're like wearing shorts one day, and you got Subway great marks on your knees. And like, did you blow a hobo?
Well, Joe.
Well, yes.
Joe.
Yes, I did.
I was feeling good, and I wanted to get empathy. I wanted to get sympathy sick, so I blew the skankiest man I could find. And I gotta tell you, it was tangy, but worth it, pal.
Right. He's got Subway marks on his knees. What do you think he's been doing?
I know the hobo felt well, and I feel a little ill. Everybody came out ahead. Ha ha! Enridge said younger patients have told healthcare workers they're hoping to develop antibodies so they no longer have to take precautions while they're out in public. I want to get sick so I don't have to worry about getting sick, you dumb motherfuckers, you!
So stupid.
But health experts have not yet determined whether coronavirus antibodies actually deliver immunity. Let's fucking roll the dice. What am I going to do, fart in a Petri dish all day? Nah, I got other things to do.
But at least you're getting paid to fart in the Petri dish.
Sure. We're really concerned about this trend. I'm not. They can spread the virus around the community and hurt our vulnerable populations that will have serious health implications. No, let's hope they play chicken with a locomotive soon. Governor Roy Cooper and state health officials are sounding the alarm on the idiotic concept. You can easily kill someone you love, Cooper said at a news conference this week, adding that the sickening soirees are completely irresponsible and absolutely unacceptable. Dr. Mandy Cohen, secretary of North Carolina's Department of Health and Human Services, said more cases translate to more risk for vulnerable residents. There is no circumstance under which we want people to actively pursue getting COVID-19. The reason we're working so hard collectively to keep virus spread low is the fact that when there is more virus in our community, it not only impacts those who have it, but particularly those who are at high risk of getting severe reactions to the disease, you dumb motherfuckers. Soumaya Swaminathan, the World Health Organization's top scientist, who cannot compare to our top scientist, Joe Curry, by the way.
That's right. From the science desk of Davidson.
Yes. Earlier this month, threw cold water on the idea of developing herd immunity against the virus. Around the world, studies have shown rates of natural immunity between 10 and 15%, far from the 90 to 95% of the population that would need to become immune to achieve herd immunity. Embracing herd immunity approach would mean accepting a high rate of death. I got to tell you, I'm not going to try to get sick. Call me a pussy if you want. Not my thing.
Well,
no, I would not try to get sick either.
No, it used to be they used to push kids together to have chickenpox parties because chickenpox has a low rate of death, and it's like it was great to get the kids to have it, get it over with. But,
right.
But this is a more dangerous disease, and we don't know what happens afterwards. With chickenpox, we knew the results. That is ridiculous.
You know who didn't think it was a good idea?
And speak it
what?
Is asinine.
Yes.
All right. Let's see. Again, this just shows how bad of a job, I guess, the authorities have done on educating people. Because it shows just, and it speaks to the people crowding at the beaches and the Ozarks and everything. People just don't get it. They don't understand the risk to themselves. They don't understand the risk to other people. And I don't know what more they can do. We had Fauci on there every day. I don't know what more can be done. But it's like, you know, we our time is done. We've done all we can do as human beings. It's time to pack it up and go home. Let's go to the Lord. He's calling.
No, they have to keep trying.
Well, you know, like I said, this is my opinion on this story is different because in this situation, you're actively trying to seek it out. You know, you're taking measures to seek it out. You know, so I think it's stupid.
I mean, they're throwing it.
Lisa is all for thinning the herd. She's please, please, please thin the herd.
But what they're doing, what they're really doing is they're taking the hard work that we've all done as society to try to get this to a manageable level. And they're like, fuck it, let me get it now. They just don't care. It hasn't even crossed their mind that they could give it to someone they love. It has not even crossed their mind.
No, because they obviously have very little understanding of it. Not that anybody is an expert on it because it's a new thing, but they have even less understanding of how it works or else they wouldn't be doing such a foolish thing.
I don't know.
Yeah, my whole thing, which it differs from my opinion at the beginning of the show, yeah, when you're purposely trying to seek it out to get it, it's stupid.
Yeah.
All right. Let's, well, this has certainly been the stupid show so far.
I'm trying to figure out which week that's not true.
No, I mean,
we have plenty of desks now.
We do. We have
quite a staff.
Yeah, we don't have three people fucking in studio, but we got fucking three, four, five desks just lying around, just adding desks. I don't know, man. I believe we've done all that we can do. You know, the good Lord tried to warn us with the global warning, but we weren't getting it and it wasn't going quick enough. So he's like, you know what? Enough of these maggots that I created. It's time to thin them out. And he's right. We have to go.
And not for nothing. I mean, I try to be, like I said, I'm trying to be cautious. If you look at the picture of this, the photo of this, the article, you see masks, two styles of masks, and the liquid there. It looks like the front seat of my car. You know, I got all that shit.
Sanitizer? Purell?
So I got I got a bottle of Purell and two styles of mask. You know, so,
two styles of mask. What is one? Your going out mask and one's your lounging around the house mask.
Yeah, sort of.
What the fuck is wrong with you?
I prefer the surgical mask over the. I got a couple of surgical masks that I wound up getting, and I use them. I reuse them. I wash them out with the, you know, and then I have the other style of mask, which I have some in my garage.
You know what I heard? You know what I heard is really good at keeping the virus in check and not and filtering it out. Pants. You should put pants on your head.
Thank you. Noted.
All right. Take a break. We'll come back with some scammers with Lacey. We'll be right back.